What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, we have Sue's News for a Tuesday afternoon coming up. Fred is off this week, so you will not hear Fred Bottomer. He will be back next Monday. I did not get a set of pictures from him. He always starts off the vacation.
Today.
Yeah, like he hits us at the beginning and then maybe the end. But you know, we don't want him thinking about work anyway. Fred needs to take time off. Sometimes I'm kind of proud of him that he's not, you know, texting me, and I don't know how much communication there is with Ethan because Ethan's sort of handling all the booking chores, etc.
Well, that's true.
Congressman Bob Onder was honored last night in St. Charles. I was at the convention center for the Make Missouri Pro-Life Again event, and Laura Trump was the keynote speaker. I did not have a chance. I got there a little bit late, and I ended up in the VIP area with Senator Lamping, who was kind enough to invite me. And I was going to say hi to Laura and get a picture taken, but I got into an in-depth conversation with David Wassinger, the lieutenant governor, and we covered a variety of topics. I went to high school with his wife at Parkway West. But you know what? And I can get into this a little bit more. I don't know if I'll have time to do it today, but several people, including the lieutenant governor, proactively asked me about the mental health challenges last night.
That's nice.
And I have an email from a listener that is really, really good. You know what? I'm just going to do it now. I'll do this other thing tomorrow. I can wait because I think that this is something that, you know, deserves a little attention. And this way I don't have to talk about me. I can talk about somebody else. So, you know, I've been kind of careful in just talking about this all the time, Sue. But people are aware that I was off the air for, you know, I think it was all told about 6 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Dealing with, you know, anxiety.
It felt longer.
Depression. Right. Well, because when I came back from Greece, automatically, I didn't feel well, and then I had to take a couple of days off in May, and then we got to Juneteenth, and I had already taken like the Thursday and Friday off of Juneteenth, but I ended up taking that whole week off, and then we get to the 4th of July, so it might even been 7 weeks total. So, you know, I've over the years been relatively public about this, and here's an email from a listener, and this is one of the reasons I think I'm glad that I talk about this stuff, and that was sort of the message last night from David Wassinger and a couple other people in the media that you and I both know. I'll keep names out of it right now, but there was a fair amount of relatability. So I'll keep names out of this, but this was a listener who said, "Hey, Mark, I was listening to the show last week. I heard you mention that the reason you had been out was due to anxiety and possibly depression issues. This made me go back 30 years, and I remember the day that anxiety left me somewhat disabled even to this day." He says, "I don't remember ever having an issue before that day." And this one's really weird. It really is. And everyone has their own unique situations. He says, "Me, my wife, and my three kids were all driving to Table Rock Lake for a much-needed week vacation. All was good, and we were all excited about getting down to the lake. Just about at Six Flags in Eureka, we got stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic," he says. "I was annoyed, but I don't remember being upset. When the traffic started to flow again, I noticed something wasn't right with me. I became extremely nervous, shaking, began getting really scared to drive. This all happened just that sudden. Our plan from the beginning was to stop in St. Clair for breakfast, which we did. And then when we finished breakfast and attempted to get back on the road, I found out quickly that I could not drive. I was petrified. I felt as though I would not be able to stay in my lane, hit the brake in time and became dizzy, held the steering wheel so tight I could barely turn it. My wife wound up driving the rest of the way to the lake. I'd say that was a good thing, right? The next day, he says, I attempted to drive around the lake in the Branson area, but no way was this going to happen due to the way that I was feeling. I'm the man, so it's my job to do the driving, but I just couldn't. I was scared to death and embarrassed. And he says, we had our vacation. We came back home, and this was still a problem. Going to work, driving to my parents' house, going anywhere was next to impossible. He says, I went to the doctor, and that's when I was diagnosed with anxiety disorder, which also led to depression. He says, I tried many medications through the years and have seemed to have found a combination that does make life a bit better. But he says, it's still there in the background, just waiting to get out and make me miserable. Bridges, this is where it's really sad, and I feel, you know, and I understand this because I, you know, I have relatability. He says, bridges, dams, long curves in the road, over 50 miles per hour on the highway, flyover ramps, the mountains, you name it. That gets him anxious. He says, I'd always had motorcycles, but that definitely wasn't going to happen again. There's much more to the story, but I don't want to drag you down. I went years thinking, this is what's important here, and this is why I wanted to share it, because he says, I went years thinking that I was the only one who experiences this, but it seems that I'm not. When I heard you sharing your story, I admit that I did feel some comfort in knowing that I'm not alone, but I also feel bad for you having to suffer through this also. As it seems with you, it doesn't really bother me to share my experiences with my friends and my family anymore. And yeah, and I'm comfortable with that, and I've shared it quite a bit. But, you know, that to me, and I responded to this listener, you know, that seems like a what happened there is a full-blown panic attack. I've never really had that. You know, different people have different experiences. But, you know, I was talking with someone last night, actually some of you know, again, I'll keep the names out of it. And whenever you talk about this, it's really difficult for people who have never experienced it to explain the feeling that goes along with the anxiety, because it's not like you're just nervous. That's part of it. Okay, right. That's part of it. But it's also this this kind of sick, queasy feeling that you get. And there's a bit of, well, sometimes more than a bit of disorientation, which is what this listener went through. So when I was sharing some of this with a friend last night, and he looked over at his wife, and his wife's just shaking her head in agreement because she's apparently been dealing with similar symptoms since the spring.
Oh,
and
gosh.
I said, look, I can help out here with some psychiatric recommendations. I'm going to give my doctor's name. But it was amazing how she just kept shaking her head when I was talking about some of the physical, you know, situations that I had, all that. Yeah. And so I appreciate hearing from people, and I like having the discussions like I did with people last night, because there is a lot of interest and there is a lot of relatability. I always bring up the Rock, because remember, even when I was in the throngs of this, before I took a significant time off, the Rock had delivered this this gift to, who was it, Ethan? It was not one of the tattooed guys.
Jelly Roll.
It was Jelly Roll, right. Yeah. So, and he had never met Jelly Roll before, but he, I'm going to do this to the best of my ability, he had remembered that when he was in a mental health crisis, and who would have thought someone like The Rock could be in that situation, he said that he heard that Jelly Roll song in, you know, 2018, and it kind of changed him
back
around.
Back when he was a nobody, too. Jelly Roll.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. Nobody knew. I thought you were talking about The Rock, but yes.
No.
But what Dwayne Johnson said in that tweet was so relatable, is that, you know, if you go through this, you typically, there is a stigma, right? It's not like cancer or something else, and it's also different from that because you have, you know, certainly in a physical situation, you would have a course of treatment. Now, different doctors would recommend different things, but you would at least know specifically what you're trying to get to. And there's a frustration, you know, with mental illness in particular, that it's a little harder to dial in on, you know, what you're trying to fix, and that's where the meds get interesting. But I appreciated the comments last night and just the conversations that I keep having with people. So I wanted to share what that listener had to say. It's a complicated deal. It really is.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's even for me being removed from it for about 5 weeks, although not having myself be 100% for each of the 5 weeks I've been back. I think this is the fifth week that I've been back. And you kind of, going to the point of the person who emailed, you kind of feel it's there lurking, you know, and you don't think about it. You try not to think about it too much, because that's what the brain does. It's the fear of the fear. You know, you start to unravel with this person I can almost guess that once he had that first panic attack and experience, then you're always worried that it's going to happen again. I have a friend who, very similar situation. This is a very good friend of mine who takes Xanax before a flight because he was on a flight one time. I think it was to San Francisco, and this had never happened to him ever. And he was an adult at this time, I think in his 40s. And he basically had a full-blown panic attack on an airplane.
Oh, gosh.
And, you know, had to almost cower in the corner while a flight attendant was trying to help him out.
Oh, can you imagine?
So, and it's never happened since, but he's always worried about it happening, which is why he takes the Xanax, you know, before he goes on the flight. So different people have different manifestations of all this, but there is hope and there is help out there. And to, you know, to the listener who wrote, I would say, look, if you're not satisfied that you are in a position that you should be, try to get additional help, you know, get a get another opinion.
It always feels better when somebody else understands whatever it is.
Absolutely. But going back to the dinner last night, I thought Laura was fantastic. She really was entertaining. She did a great speech. Bob Onder was not there. He was honored, but it was his wife, his lovely wife, and his son Bob were up there kind of accepting the award from Missouri Right to Life. So Bob's going to chime in on that and some things that are happening in Washington coming up after Sue's News at 4:30.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
All right, I mentioned we have Congressman Bob Onder coming up here after Sue's News, former St. Louis County Police Chief and former St. Louis County Councilman Tim Fitch, because he's involved in this reopening of a cold case into a murder that took place out in Ellisville way back in 1980. He'll explain
Interesting.
That. Yeah, it's fat. We love those cold cases and the new information that's out. So we'll get with Chief Fitch after the top of the hour. Right now, let's do this.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear message.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
We saw two coyotes in the yard. Did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah, a couple days ago.
That spook you?
You know what? It kind of did. Somebody on our YouTube feed had said, Sue, watch out for, after I told the deer story, watch out for coyotes, but it's mainly at dawn and dusk, and I get up before dawn.
So, but this is at the new house, right?
Yeah.
Is there a lot of, like, are there a lot of trees and forest
there? Yeah, there's some open ground and then a cemetery where Fred's grandparents are buried.
Oh,
but that's
that.
Another story. And I got up and I flip on the outdoor lights because I'm feeding the dogs and I'm going to let them out. And I do, and these two coyotes go trot through the yard. I'm not in the city anymore.
Yeah, because you don't have a fence right now.
I got no fence.
Yeah.
And I was going to, go outside and hook them up to the leads. But mm-hmm. I watched it, and they just walked, through the yard into our neighbor Mark's yard. And that was it. But, and then, of course, what do? You Google it. And they say, well, if the dog's not too small, you'll probably be all right. I mean, those things aren't going to be able to get a bulldog. But I'm not sure that's terribly reassuring.
I wouldn't think they would be able to, but...
I guess it depends on the size, probably, of the bulldog.
Right, if you
Her bulldogs
Frenchie,
are big.
Yeah,
your bulldogs are big.
Yeah. Okay.
We're talking Luna, Fred's dog, or my little dog, Olaf.
Oh,
I think we're in trouble.
So yeah. I grew up in Bethalto, Illinois, small town. And we were, near cornfields and near woods.
Yeah.
And... one night, it had to have been in the last year that I was living back at home still. I'm on the back deck, and out of nowhere, this yelping just comes flying through the backyard. This is at night, so I can't really see, but I just hear massive yelling. And then I turn the light on to see two coyotes booting it after a rabbit. Oh my gosh, it scared.
The rabbit was shrieking.
The coyotes were yelping at
it. Oh, they were yelping
at
the rabbit.
It scared the crap out of me
because
all of a sudden just yelping, just flying by. I was like, oh my gosh, where's it coming from?
I don't see them in my neighborhood. I hear them though.
Oh, do you really?
Because we'll hear them get all worked up like that with the yelping sometimes in the distance. Yeah.
I hadn't heard them, but if that person hadn't mentioned that on the feed, I would have been like, say, is that a, I mean, what?
If you'd like to borrow one of my 30-06s, it'll take care of that story.
Oh, my gosh. Can you
imagine? Situation. Although I think you're in St. Louis County. You can't do that, right?
Yeah, I can't do that.
See, if you were in Jeffco, you could just open up fire.
Is that right?
Take them out.
Good Lord. Happy National Teddy Bear Day. It's also National Ants on a Log Day, which I appreciate.
I prefer that one.
I do, too. Now, my mother made ants on a log. What? Are you saying yours did not?
What are you talking about? What is that?
Ethan, help me
out. I don't even know what it is.
No, I thought you literally meant ants on a log.
Okay. No, you guys.
I don't know what this is.
Ants on a log. You take a piece of celery about this big. You put peanut butter in there.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And you put raisins on top. It's ants on a log.
Okay. I know what that is. I did not know that that was called
that.
Oh,
yeah, it's a thing.
Interesting.
Well, even if we were just referring to ants literally on a log, I still would have been okay with that.
But are you telling me it's National Ants on a Log Day?
Yes.
Wow.
Somebody went through the trouble of making it ants on. We should make it Mark Reardon Show Day. I don't know if
you
can do that.
We should try to submit that, right?
Yeah, right? I mean, why not? Obviously, anything goes. And National Wiener Schnitzel Day. Wiener Schnitzel,
oh, there you
I
go.
Should say. That sounds better. Which has to be veal. I looked it up. It's breaded veal. It's a nice German dish.
But then is that what that is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did I not know that?
Wiener Schnitzel.
Wiener Schnitzel. Mm-hmm.
It's veal.
Yeah.
We learned so much on Sue's News, honestly.
Very educational
Learned two different
show.
Things today.
Yeah. Okay. On this day in history... 69 years ago, Elvis Presley made the first of his three appearances on the Ed Sullivan Show. Do we have some Elvis? Did I send you some? Okay, never mind. But what he sang was Love Me Tender, Hound Dog, Don't Be Cruel, blah, blah, and Ready Teddy, which I don't think I've ever heard. Anyway, they only shot him from the waist up so that his gyrating hips
did not
offend the TV audience. 82.6% of the nation tuned in. Imagine that. That is mind-boggling in today's streaming everything. I mean, you can't get 50%.
No,
you can't get 20%.
Yeah, even with the biggest, like the Super Bowl, you're still probably getting 25, 30%. By the way, I haven't watched it yet. It's in my, to-do list or my watch list, but I've talked to some folks who have seen this on Netflix. It's called Sunday Best, The Untold Story of Ed Sullivan. And it really kind of focuses on the black artists that he booked. You know, he was way ahead of his time on that and that influence. But I hear it's a really good documentary on Netflix.
Well, that's really interesting. Well, here's what the New York Times said. This is a quote from the New York Times. When Elvis executes his bumps and grinds, it should be remembered by CBS that even a 12-year-old's curiosity might be overstimulated. Wow.
How the world has changed.
You think?
Now you're half naked and nothing matters. Okay, and then this made me laugh. 23 years ago in 2002, Buzz Aldrin is 72 years old, okay? He punched a moon landing conspiracy theorist in the face for accusing him of lying about Apollo 11.
I love that.
I love that so much.
I love that. You know, I met him one time. I had him in the studio when I was working in my past incarnation here in St. Louis Radio at KSDAM in 1996, and he came in the studio.
Did he really?
And
wow.
He was a bizarre dude. I don't know if it was
really?
Because he went to the moon, but he was a very interesting,
in
challenging, just weird, very eccentric.
Interesting.
You know, yeah. Well, I credit him for punching the dude on the you know, on the allegation.
That must be.
There's people that think that still, though.
I know. Or the flat earthers, all the people. All right, the document John Candy, I Like Me, premiered at the Toronto International Film Festival over the weekend.
Very excited about this.
Okay, it hits Prime on October 10th, and in it, Macaulay Culkin remembers John's kindness on the set, because Mark and I both love Uncle Buck.
It's my favorite.
Same.
Yep.
John's kindness on the set of Uncle Buck, and he's interviewed in here, and he also remembers that John Candy was one of the first people to realize that Macaulay's dad was a creep.
Oh, really?
And yeah, Macaulay says, quote, "I think he always had that really great instinct, and I think he saw." Sorry, crowd.
Yeah,
listen,
crowd didn't like
even
it.
Before the wave crested and the Home Alone stuff was happening, it was not hard to see how difficult my father was. It was no secret. And I think John was looking a little side-eyed, like, is everything all right over there? You doing good? Mm-hmm. You okay? You having a good day? He said, and it really meant a lot to him as a kid.
Well, I would place, and I think you know this, that in the last 2 years, I watched Uncle Buck again in its entirety. It's one of those films, Sue, I think you and I have agreed that if it's on somewhere, I cannot
watch
it. But I really do. I was telling Dave Klein this because he reached out to tell me about the documentary. I had not heard about it yet. I'm very excited, and I love John Candy, but he's such a sweet guy.
Yes.
But that movie in particular, I think, is his best work.
I really agree. I agree. He's so, so good in that. And you can't help but feel that you're seeing John Candy, you know.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. Yes, yes.
A mom from New Zealand has broken the world record for the fastest 100-meter sprint over Legos. She was able to do it in under 24.75 seconds. Gabrielle Wall is her name. Did you have Legos in your house, Mark? This is supposed to be a big deal.
You like when I was a kid, you mean?
Yeah, did your parents? I mean, it's supposed to be just hellacious to step on one.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah,
well, I had them when I was a kid, but, you know, they've had this second incarnation. My daughter's really into the real complicated Legos and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you would, two things. You'd walk on top of them or you'd suck them up in the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, either one is bad. Lego has just announced its most expensive set ever for $1,000, and it's Star Wars themed. It's the Death Star.
Yeah. Yeah, so here's how I can relate to this. I remember when I was getting stuff for my kids, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, they want Legos. And then I started looking at the prices on the Legos. You go up into Target and you look at the Lego price. I'm like, wait, what?
No joke.
What happened to, like, you know, Lincoln Logs and just simple Legos, stuff like that?
Ethan, did you put together any of these things?
Very, very few. But
I think they're
had
fun.
A couple of them growing up, yes.
Okay, well, the Death Star has 9,023 pieces. It comes with 38 characters, including three versions of Luke Skywalker and two versions of Han Solo.
Yeah. So what you're going to have here is about five dudes who've never kissed a girl that go in on this, and they each spend $250, and they spend the weekend putting this together.
Sue, hit that bell right now.
But, you know, I don't know. I think they're kind of fun to put these together.
Well, they are.
I agree.
And Alexa actually does, some of them are very, this is where I had to relearn what Legos, I didn't really get it. Like, you know, the TV show that they were doing too, what was that called? Was that Lego Masters?
Lego movies.
I didn't watch.
Or even the Lego movie. But I didn't realize that Legos had become, because to me it was just a bunch of little colored bricks that you would connect and do your own designs. But what they became in, you know, more recent times is pretty amazing.
I know, it is.
They kind of reinvented themselves.
And that leads us into today's random fact. A single Lego brick can withstand 950 pounds of pressure before it starts to crack.
Holy cow.
It's an about, but dang, right?
No joke.
This is one of those days. Everything you wanted to know about Legos, but were afraid to ask during Sue's News. We learned a lot today. Thank you, Sue.
Yes.
Congressman Anders coming up.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Well, the St. Charles Convention Center was packed last night for the Make Missouri Pro-Life Again event. The keynote speaker was Lara Trump. She did a fantastic job. She even got a call from her kids. They had a nice family habit. She and Eric, I guess, no matter where they are, the kids can call. It doesn't matter where they are, but if the kids are going to bed, they can call and they can do their prayers with mom and dad. And she did have a little communication issue with the kids, but she was able to check that off the box, and she gave a great speech last night. Missouri Congressman Bob Onder was also honored at that event last night. His lovely wife did a great job in accepting that honor. But Bob, you were back in Washington doing the people's work, weren't you? How are you this afternoon?
I'm great. It's great to be back. Yeah, that was quite an honor last night. I've worked with the Missouri Right to Life on life issues, protecting the health and safety of Missouri women, protecting innocent human life for many years. I was very disappointed not to be able to be there, but I was in Washington, D.C., doing work on the floor that the team needed me for. Allison and my son Bobby did a great job.
They did do a great job. It was really a good event. I mean, it was a packed house, and Laura was fantastic in her speech. And then, you know, I kind of highlighted this, Bob, at the beginning of the show, because I think some people might not be aware of this, or they might be caught off guard, that the legislature passed something that will go to the voters next year. My understanding is probably August, which will, and I don't know how you would position this, but it's going to be another Amendment 3, right? It's still going to be Amendment 3.
Yes.
That's going to change the language of the abortion amendment that passed last year. And there are some compromises in there. For example, there's an exception for rape and incest, which, you know, Republicans were not necessarily willing to go that far in some previous incarnations of this. So what would you say about that effort and maybe your part even in that and getting that back to the ballot?
Yeah, I think, it was very unfortunate that, we've needed to reform the initiative petition process for many, many
decades.
Years. It's
decades.
Really decades.
Yes.
I filed an IP reform bill
5, 6 years running in the Missouri Senate. I never got any floor time for that effort. Finally, in this special session, Governor Keogh called, we're going to do it. But the unfortunate truth is that progressive groups can come and buy, literally buy, amendments to the Missouri Constitution, and they did that for about $30 million last year. So we do, Missouri is a pro-life state. The Amendment 3, as passed last year, does not reflect Missouri values. So this new bill, this new ballot measure, ironically called Amendment 3 also, will protect innocent human life. Yes, it will make some exceptions. Just as importantly, it will restore health and safety standards to protect Missouri women. It will reinstitute parental notification and consent. It will, and I really believe the left will use last year's initiative to undermine efforts to protect children from radical gender ideology. I think they'll use it to force public funding of abortion through Planned Parenthood. So it's really important that we fix all the wrongs done last year, and I think it will. I think it will pass.
I can already, and I'm sure there have already been editorials in the Post-Dispatch, but what the other side will say is that you're thwarting the will of the voters in what they passed last year. Now, when you look at the math that you referred to,
the will of the voters by giving the voters another chance to weigh in.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And so also when you, and I don't know that this will be a big part of people's process next year when they decide on this, but you refer to it and it should be. I mean, the amount of money that was spent on this and the way that the pro-life, you know, side was outspent was just astronomical. And even then, it passes by a pretty slim majority.
Yeah, that's right. You know, in Florida, where they have a 60% threshold to amend their constitution, their pro-abortion initiative got 57%, and it failed. Ours only got about 51%, and it passed. The other thing working against pro-lifers last year is that we have, it's a dirty little secret, that in Missouri, we have a very liberal appellate court system and liberal appellate judges, and they gave Planned Parenthood the language they wanted. So in addition to being outspent, the language was biased against the pro-life side. So I think those things will all be different next year, and I think Missouri voters will do the right thing and protect innocent human life with a handful of exceptions and restore parental rights and the health and safety of Missouri women.
Missouri Congressman Bob Onder is with us this afternoon. He represents the 3rd District in the St. Charles area and beyond. What is the priority right now in Washington? Why were you staying, and what's the responsibility and some of the committee work that you're doing?
Yeah, there are a lot of things going on right now. Part of it, of course, is to get some sort of a budget measure passed by the 30th of September before the government runs out of money and triggers a government shutdown. The other thing we're considering is the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, in which we are working to enact President Trump's peace through strength agenda and return the military to its original purpose of keeping us safe and, if necessary, fighting our nation's wars instead of being used as a vehicle for social experimentation like DEI, critical race theory, and so on. The NDAA that we're looking at, will probably be voting on amendments on that tomorrow. We'll codify over 45 Trump executive orders and legislative proposals. It will authorize and fund deployment of troops to the borders. It will provide funding to fight drug traffickers. It will provide a much-deserved pay raise for our active duty service members. So I think, and codify some DOGE cuts. So I think it's going to be a great bill. We're working out some details. But I think this really does, just like in the One Big Beautiful Bill, we codified Trump tax policy and border security policy. We are codifying President Trump's military and peace through strength policy with the NDAA.
Okay, but you just called it the big, beautiful bill. I thought we were supposed to call it something else now, Bob.
It's the Working Families Tax Cut Act. Yes, yes, you're right about that. You know, the Working Families Tax Cut Act, as some have said, is the most popular bill that polls negatively. I've said to Chairman Smith and to others, look, the Democrats tell a very short but succinct lie about the bill. We have the more challenging job of explaining the 200 good things and very popular things that are in that bill. Of course, the Working Families Tax Cut Act prevented a $4 trillion tax hike on the American people, $3,000 tax hike on the average family, as well as provided security for the border, provided sane, sensible energy policy. So I think as time goes on, as the American people learn more and experience the benefits of the Working Families Tax Cut Act, they'll be very supportive.
I haven't talked about this at all today, but this is interesting. The BLS, which is the Bureau for Labor Statistics, revise, and they do this on a regular basis. You have revisions to numbers that are released in the government all the time. But what's interesting here is the staggering numbers. So they now say 911,000 fewer jobs were created between April of 24 and March of 25. Now, that's well before the tariffs kick in, and you want to blame Trump for some of this stuff. So you're talking about the average job gains before the revision, 147,000 per month, after 71,000 per month. So that's a very dramatically different issue, and it kind of gives some credence because President Trump went in and fired the person at BLS, and he's been questioning the way that these numbers come out, and I think there's certainly veracity to that, isn't there, Congressman?
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, we'll have to dive deeper into those numbers because that's a pretty dramatic dramatic change. But we had 4 years of really a war on the private sector on our economy. The job gains under Biden were almost all government jobs. Incessant war on energy policy, terrible trade policy. So the business people, job creators hate uncertainty. We're now putting Trump's pro-growth, pro-family, pro-job creation economic policies into law, and I think we're going to see a booming economy by early next year.
Well, I mean, nobody's really talking about, let's face it, there are all these top experts and economists predicting a recession in the spring. I mean, and mainly due to the tariffs. I mean, you have the stock market now back. I actually wrote a note to myself, Bob, in the spring, and I have it on the calendar for this Friday. And the note said the Dow was at 41,350 on March 12th. And here we are 6 months later, and I don't know what it closed at today, but we're certainly back to the territory and beyond that we were in the spring. So we see what happens with the predictions. And I'm not going to lie, I was a little worried seeing the 401k, dry up there just a little bit. But obviously, you give some of these things a little time and patience, and lo and behold, look what happens. Thank you for coming on this afternoon. Congratulations on the honor last night. We missed you.
Thank you.
All right, take
Thank
care.
You.
That is Congressman.
Great to be on.
Congressman Bob Onder with us this afternoon. We focus a lot on things that happen on college campuses, and there's a very interesting story that is like in real time unfolding on the campus of Texas A&M. And the issue deals with a class, and this is where, look, every university on the planet, whether it's Mizzou or WashU or SLU, they have courses that deal with the alphabet mafia, the LGBTQ, blah, blah, blah stuff, right? There's all these social justice courses. In this particular case, one of the issues is it was being taught, some gender ideology was being taught in a children's literature class. So there was a student who took offense to this and recorded her concerns and confronted the professor in the class, and this is what it sounded like. And now there's reaction from the administration at Texas A&M, and pretty hardcore reaction. I'll share that in a moment.
I just have a question because I'm not entirely sure this is legal to be teaching, because according to our president, there's only two genders, and he said that he would be freezing agencies funding programs that promote gender ideology. And this also very much goes against not only myself, but a lot of people's religious beliefs. And so I am not going to participate in this because it's not legal, and I don't want to promote something that is against our president's laws as well as against my religious beliefs.
Essentially, the student's trying to opt out of this, and you'll hear a little bit of, you know, the professor acknowledging it, I suppose, and then telling the student that they can leave if they want to.
I held my mouth closed this whole semester, you know, about my personal beliefs, but as, you know, part of my rights is this goes against my religion, so...
Yeah, so you could a little hard to hear the audio there because it was not easy to hear, but she asked him to leave the class. So now there's been this all kind of went viral because of a state lawmaker down in Texas. Brian Harrison is his name, and this was actually in a summer children's literature course. And the video got out and went viral. So then you have the system president was also recorded by the student. And here's what he said.
Tell me what exactly you want changed. I mean, you're trying to pick a fight here. What do you want?
I'm not trying to pick a fight. No, sir, I'm not. I'm trying to.
Tell me what you're looking for. What do you expect us to do? Fire her?
Yes, absolutely, because it goes against.
Okay, well, that's not happening.
So that was the that's the president of Texas A&M. The system chancellor, which they must have different ways to do it, because like at Mizzou, we have like a system president and then we have a chancellor that's for that campus.
Oh, I see what you mean.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, the chancellor said this. This is completely contradictory to what you just heard from the Texas A&M president. The chancellor, Glenn Hager, says it is unacceptable for the A&M system faculty to push a personal political agenda. We have been tasked with training the next generation of teachers and child care professionals. That responsibility should prioritize protecting children, not engaging in indoctrination. What the hell am I reading right now? From an Institute of Higher Education, they're actually taking the right side on this issue.
Sounds like
it. And not trying to stick up and defend the professors who want to indoctrinate the students. So Glenn Hager says, today I was made aware of video recordings as well as instructional materials. That could be interesting. I haven't seen those yet, which are irreconcilable with the values of the Texas A&M University system. Early investigations appear to indicate that the professor who taught this course failed to comply with clear instructions to align course descriptions with course materials. Further findings reveal that this failure continues to be an issue with this professor. I will work with the Board of Regents to make certain that the A&M system takes the disciplinary action necessary to ensure that this does not happen again at one of our campuses. And again, I want to draw a distinction here. There's Alphabet Mafia courses that are made available to every student on every college campus. And, you know, one thing that there's actually some truth to this. The president of Texas A&M, when he's engaging with the student, makes the case that, well, for some courses, this is appropriate because you're dealing with, you know, whether it's a teacher or a mental health care professional or someone like that, that will go out into the world in their profession and they have to deal with these issues, which you might be able to get by with that as somewhat of an excuse. But in this particular situation, it does appear, and I think that statement that just came out from the chancellor is very interesting, that this crossed the line in many ways, shapes, or forms. I want to see the course materials at this point, because that often paints a completely different picture. But Sue, just think about the story that I'm doing right now. I've done dozens of stories like that in the last 5 years here on 97.1 FM Talk. This is the first time that I remember that the administration at a university is actually taking our side of the issue.
Right.
And not the, you know, the left-wing lunatic side of the issue. So that, I mean, is that Trump? Is that something else? I don't know. And I don't know if what that professor was doing was illegal or not. But clearly, it crossed an ethical line, and the chancellor of Texas A&M is going to do something about it. But that one's moving very fast. And I don't even think there's been any coverage on Fox of that. But my expectation would be you're going to get a lot more in the news cycle coming up here in the next 24 hours. Former St. Louis County Police Chief Tim Fitch is going to join us after the top of the hour. We'll talk about a couple of different things. But also, he's involved in the cold case reopening of a murder that took place in 1980 right near Clayton Road in Clarkson at a Dairy Queen, I think. So he joins us after the top of the hour.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.